Like many other Rwandans, both within the country and outside the country, we say that the country is facing triple problems, really, three interrelated problems, all of them certainly emanating from the dictatorial powers that the current leader, General Kagame, holds within the country. And the first problem being the real denial of the fundamental freedoms of the people. There are so many people who've died in Rwanda since 1994, and most of these deaths can be traced to General Kagame himself or those under his command. The third problem that the country faces is the fact that this absolute power forgets that one of the enduring problems of Rwanda has been one on how to make sure that the ethnic groups in the country live together peacefully. And if you fail to organize power in such way that the three ethnic groups can find themselves in the governance, then you create conditions in which civil war and possible genocide can recur in the future.
Is it true that you say in the report that an armed conflict in Rwanda is inevitable?
We say that if the current conditions in Rwanda persist, then, as has happened in the past, civil conflict seems to be inevitable. But we also say that it not need be like that, because certainly we know some kind of other things that needs to be done in order to make sure that does not happen.
Dr. Rudasingwa, what is your comment on the draft United Nations report, which alleges that Rwanda committed war crimes in the Democratic Republic of Congo?
That's part of the lingering problem of Rwanda, because it's not only the crimes which were committed in the Congo, but you also know, and this has persisted for a very long time, that some elements of RPA, which is the current Rwanda Defense Forces in Rwanda, committed serious human rights abuses before, during, and after genocide in Rwanda. And this is the pattern that Kagame has subjected the country. And because of his absurd power, and because of some of these crimes that have been committed, Kagame would not wish all these things to be investigated. If I were him, if it's true and he thinks that he's innocent, I would say, let everything be investigated, and then let the people responsible for these crimes be brought to justice. So if you ask me what is my opinion on the UN report, I would wish that this report is tabled as is, and I hope the United Nations and the rest of the international community will simply rise to the occasion and make sure that those who are investigated and found to have committed these crimes, both in Rwanda and also in the Congo, are brought to justice.
Even if it means that should include you.
Yes, really, I'm proclaiming in broad daylight in front of VOA that if I'm ever found to have been committed any crime, I'll be the first one to appear before those tribunals. So I have nothing to fear. But I hope I'm making the same challenge to General Kagame, that if he found that he's responsible for these horrendous crimes, then equally he should be brought to justice.